Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hong Bin Jung. ESG investing has become a prevailing part of investing. So what are some recent trends and how is technology helping to accelerate the path to green financing? To help answer these questions, joining us today is Miranda Carr, Head of Applied ESG and Climate Research at MSCI. Miranda, welcome to the show.
Thank you for the invitation. Very pleased to be joining you.
Thank you for joining us. So what are some of the recent trends you're seeing in ESG?
Well, at the moment, there's really three big trends in ESG. And the first one, unsurprisingly, is climate and climate change. We've got the COP27 summit currently underway, looking at decarbonisation in practice, how it's being implemented, and also things like the just transition, how you can get more climate initiatives in developing markets. The second one is a big one in this region in particular, is biodiversity. Because again, you've got another big conference coming up, COP15, and you've also got new standards to try and measure biodiversity and tackle some of the key risks. But the final one is one which may be a bit more surprising, but it's about the regulation. And a lot of this is because ESG has seen this huge growth and there's been so much focus on it and everyone's sort of super keen on sustainability. You're getting more regulation to try and combat some of the greenwashing, making sure that commitments are genuine commitments, and also things like stress testing of portfolios and companies. So as well as the sort of growth in focus on climate change and biodiversity overall, you're also seeing company regulation, financial regulation being brought in to make sure that what's being said is actually real rather than just being greenwashed.
Right. So policymakers in the ASEAN region have also been urged to establish a conducive environment for green finance fintech to flourish. So how can governments help through offering incentive schemes for startups to develop in this area?
Well, this is interesting because the financial incentives are obviously important. So things like sort of getting the funding in place, but it's not the only one. And I think particularly in Singapore, we're seeing sort of various developments. So it's about developing an ecosystem to support new companies. And you're seeing that at a sort of top level from sort of MAS and the stock exchange, or launching initiatives to actually try and get some of the companies to test out systems and technology. So you can do little sandbox experiments and you don't have to affect the wider market. But also another bit is sort of more of the knowledge transfer and capacity building. So, if you're a fintech, you're just starting out, you need some support. So things like, connections, so things like the Global Green Connect initiative here and other sort of corporate networks are really important. And then I think the final element is you do actually have some sort of, you've got some big cornerstone investors, obviously, things like the Livability Challenge from Temasek, supporting some of the new companies that are coming in. So a combination of the ecosystem, the knowledge transfer, and some sort of supportive financing, really, it's generating quite a lot of energy. And that's what's sort of driving quite a lot of development here.
Okay. So financial institutions have also, already provided several green fintech services, including biodiversity screen equity indices, tokenized carbon credits trading platforms. But what are some of the challenges?
Well, I think the biggest challenge actually comes back to sort of the greenwashing and actually building credibility, because there's a lot of people, launching services or, whether it's sustainability apps or even those more sophisticated carbon offsets, but there's still question marks about how these actually work and are they reliable? Do they just have a sort of tree on the cover and don't actually have sort of something real backing them? And so a lot of this comes, what we do at MSCI is look at the data, and we are collecting a lot of the ESG and climate data. So that provides some level of verification, some proof, and also, accreditation behind some of these claims. So instead of it just being a marketing exercise, you've actually got to have some, metrics behind it, some criteria, some certifications. And so you actually can give people certainty that that's, you know, what's being promised is being delivered, and that's a big issue at the moment and a big challenge, because the data may not be there.
And how is then technology also helping to accelerate the path to green financing?
Well, the technology is then a really important part in getting the data and building that credibility, because there's a lot of sort of, you know, green technology in terms of the development of things like the renewable technology and electric vehicles. But the other side of it is actually, you know, in terms of the green financing and the fintech, is you've got to get the data on what the companies are doing, how they compare to their peer group, how they can get and that gives you certainty in terms of the financing. And interestingly, so you've got the Stock Exchange Green Print Initiative, and what they want to do is collect all companies' ESG and climate data, which can then be accessed, analysed, used by a whole variety of different users, from, whether it's companies, the government, and crucially then investors. And so this is they're basically collecting all the data, making it available in that kind of platform where people can actually get reliable, credible information on green financing and green technologies is a crucial building block to the development.
Yeah, and speaking of, companies listed on the SGX reporting, climate reporting, how has that, changed investing habits?
Well, that means that you're getting a lot more focused, because once you've got that information and the data and disclosure, then you can see, hang on, that company is not following best practice, or it's lagging behind its peer group, or why is it emitting so much more carbon than its competitors, or is it, releasing waste into the environment or following sort of slightly questionable practices. So the fact that you've got this data, you've got this insight, you've got that transparency, that means investors, instead of just thinking, this looks like a good return stock and I'll invest it on a financial basis, they're looking at companies in a much broader sense and thinking, is this actually company meeting up to its peer group, meeting up to its targets, and following a sustainable path? And that's really important for, investors, crucially, I think, as the sort of whole green initiative builds up.
Yeah, with that importance of ESG issues trending recently, do you see a big change in investing trends when it comes to ESG? Like, what kind of ESG features specifically are investors looking out for when it comes to investing in a specific company?
Well, it's quite at the moment, you've got the two different approaches, and they're very different approaches in terms of how you look at ESG. So some people want to avoid risks. So if they think a company is potentially doing something illegal, or they don't trust the board, or there's maybe sort of some environmental risks, or increased carbon prices, or coal-fired power stations. So they're basically going, look, this is a risk. This is affecting environmental, social, or governance issues, and I don't want to be invested in that, or I want to be invested in companies which are following best practice. So that's all about sort of keeping your portfolio away from those risks. But the other group of investors are much more, they're focused on the impact that company is having. So they want to invest in companies that are either providing solutions to climate change, environmental technologies, or they're providing things that have an impact on society. And so these make a sort of positive contribution. And that's, you're looking at a very, very different, you're often looking at younger companies, you're looking at sort of more high-tech companies. And that's not so much about risk mitigation. It's actually saying, no, I want to invest in companies where I know there's going to be that contribution. And that's a very different perspective.
Well, thank you so much, Miranda, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Miranda Carr, Head of Applied ESG and Climate Research at MSCI. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.